This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Let's talk about global trade again for a moment, because not only is NAFTA suddenly up in the air, but just last week, Washington filed a trade suit against Chinese aluminum makers at the World Trade Organization, just when you thought those trade relations couldn't get any worse. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
This is the Obama White House's 16th trade fight with China at the WTO. It accuses Beijing of giving aluminum makers, quote, artificially cheap loans and energy and raw materials. Chinese smelters have helped create a world glut of aluminum, hurting all competitors, including American ones, says Morningstar analyst Andrew Lane.
The number of U.S. aluminum smelters has fallen from 14 in 2011 to just 5 in 2016, largely due to China's growing role as an exporter of aluminum.
It's not just about aluminum. Many see a broader resource nationalism in Beijing, where the regime rails against hostile foreign forces. Claire Reed at the law firm Arnold & Porter is a former U.S. trade negotiator.
This emerging nationalism is creating a kind of aggressive protectionist tone.
Sound familiar? The incoming president here says China cannot, quote, rape our country, and he's pledged tariffs of 45%. Wendy Cutler at the Asia Society Policy Institute fears trade spats could spiral well beyond the civil process of the WTO.
So we've agreed to these rules. Other countries have agreed to these rules. And if we break them, then we're sending the message everyone can break these rules. And I fear this will lead to a trade war. It's hurting our economy, hurting our exporters, hurting our workers.
By one estimate, a trade war could double our jobless rate to 9%. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.